all offense all day. UWF wins over McNeese State 42-36 in the season opener at a D1 school. In the heat, Coach Shinnick after the game with Brian Henry. Love that yelling.
Well, Coach, you guys got the lead back after they took the 7-0 lead. You never trailed after scoring and then going up 14-13. They answered every punch you had, but you answered every punch they had.
Yeah, great tribute to really our seniors and guys just believing. I thought Darian called a great game on defense. You know, if you take away 4 penalties, I think it's a different game. I mean, I really do. We give them the ball, in the 30 once, give them the ball in the 50 once. Love how we're playing. We got a lot of work to do. This is one game. You know, I know that's coaches talk. But this is one game. We got a lot of work in front of us.
Just one time, I'd love to hear a coach be like, man, we went to a D1 school and we won. We don't have to do nothing the rest of the season. We're going to coast to another championship. Probably not exactly the way Pete Shinnick thinks. Joining us now, we have Brian Henry. He is the Director of Athletic Communications for your UWF Argos. Brian, big win. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, Andrew. Well, glad to be back and glad to have sports back and in front of fans and no restrictions on the field, and it was just a great weekend.
Oh, it was. It was a lot of fun to watch. Can I just get one thing out of the way, though, first? Why did McNeese State put the visitors' radio booth in the next town over, under the bleachers behind the offensive line, so that they couldn't see anything during the entire game?
Everybody was in the same boat. Their press box after the hurricanes Laura and Delta last year hit them, they had quite a bit of stadium damage, and their press box actually was condemned. So both radios were in the end zone. The TV announcers were in the 10-yard line up in the bleachers. It was not ideal, but again, we were playing football, and I don't think anybody was complaining too much.
I will take that. I just know, like, every time that Jamie and Will were like, what was that again? What number was that? What happened? You know, which is annoying when you're trying to listen to it, but they were doing the very best. They did a great job under the circumstances. So let's talk about this game. I think we just had the one turnover, if I'm not mistaken. And other than that, it was just all offense all day pretty much, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of the typical UWF offense that we've grown to love the last 5 years, and throw it a lot, and the running game isn't amazing at the start, but sure enough, there were two drives in the fourth quarter that when we needed some big chunks of yardage on the ground, we got it and kind of showed that our line was stronger and deeper and handled the elements better.
And, you know, you got to give credit to the trainers. They probably don't get a lot of credit most of the time, but just to be able to stay the whole game, to rotate in and out properly, and to play under those circumstances in that heat, sweltering heat in Louisiana, right?
Yeah, I mean, they knew that was going to happen. Like, the damage to McNeese's stadium, all of their light towers were blown over, and they haven't been able to replace those. So all of their games are at noon this year. And so our coaches knew that, our athletic trainers knew that, our strength and conditioning staff knew that. And so all summer and then all fall camp was just working towards, we are going to be the most well-conditioned team for a 93-degree temperature with 105, 107-degree heat index. And we did. We were. I mean, there were tons of injuries for players on both sides as far as just exhaustion and cramping and soreness. And it sure seemed like every time somebody was injured, 9 times out of 10, it was a McNeese player dealing with the heat not as well as our guys were.
What do you make of the fact that in the end, the margin of victory was 3 missed point afters and a missed field goal? I mean, it was close, but it was even closer than the score reflects.
I mean, I guess I'll attribute that just like they're a very good football team. I mean, they're a mid-level FCS Division I team. So, I mean, if you want to, like, look at, oh, they're more talented than a typical Division II team. I mean, I know we're not a typical Division II team, but
right.
I just think it was a very evenly matched game.
It was. And, I mean, it was just it was a slugfest.
You've got to have luck on your side somewhere.
And we also we have the traditional the problem of plenty, which is not a problem at all, of having many targets, lots of different options, and I know Coach Shinnick loves to have that available. Let's talk about the game that's coming up this Saturday. We're going to be playing at home against Southwest Baptist, and not just at home, but if I'm not mistaken, the first ever on campus at home game at Penn Air Field. Is that right?
It is, and I think if people weren't excited before, they should be excited now. I mean, obviously we got the big game out of the way. People can focus on the home game now. They installed the bleacher system that's usually in the outfield at Blue Wahoo Stadium. It's been installed at Penn Air Field over the weekend. There's a scoreboard. We're bringing in a video board. It's going to be a kind of a festive atmosphere. If anybody's ever been to one of our spring games, this is going to be ratcheted up tenfold just with the energy, the speakers being brought in, as far as a PA system. I mean, we're trying to make it feel like a true football home game experience. And I think our facility staff and our marketing staff have been working all summer since they announced this, to make it work and make it be an exciting atmosphere for anyone that shows up. I mean, there's going to be tailgating and everything is going to be exciting.
And just to be sure people understand, first of all, this is because of, I assume it's because of conflict with the Wahoos game at the stadium, so that both venues are not available.
It is. Okay. Yeah.
This is just a one-off. It's supposed to be back at Wahoos for the rest of the season, right?
That's the plan. There's a chance the Blue Wahoos could be in the playoffs in 2 weeks from now when we play University of Fort Lauderdale, but we'll cross that bridge when we get it.
Yeah, and we'll take these problems, right? These are good problems. And it's good to have a backup plan for anything. It's always good to have a backup plan. So the one question I did get from people was, and you, I think, answered this already, but so typically if you're used to Penn Air Field, it's just walk up or bring your couch up and, you know, sit on the side or on the berm and watch. Will there be tickets required to go to the game on Saturday?
There are tickets, but now the bleacher system is for existing season ticket holders. Anybody that buys a single game ticket for this event, it's treated as a standing room only ticket.
Okay.
But so you're going to be either sitting on the grass, bringing a blanket, bringing a lawn chair. That's basically what we're telling people. So bring in a foldable chair or a seat cushion, whatever you need to be on the lawn on the three sides surrounding the field.
But it is a controlled perimeter. It won't be just, hey, I'm used to going to these games, I'll be able to walk up. There won't be access unless you have some kind of a ticket, right? Which you can get there.
Exactly. There'll be three dedicated entrances, one by the Darrell Gooden Center, one in the north end zone, the north end zone by where the scoreboard is, which is sort of be the student entrance, and then one coming from the along the east sideline, coming from the aquatic center.
Last question about this game on Saturday. Parking on campus is let's just say it's its own special thing. And it's not a ton of parking in that part of the campus to begin with. What is the plan for parking with all the cars that are going to be there for an actual home game?
I mean, it's sort of like if you've ever been to a Blue Wahoos game, your parking pass is labeled lot 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. We've transitioned those same lot numbers to various lots on campus.
Oh, okay.
And so as a season ticket holder or a member of VIP, your parking pass will work just as it was. There are parking lots that are pay lots, just like we have downtown at Blue Wahoo Stadium and areas surrounding Community Maritime Park. There won't be any difference in that. I mean, and then for ticket sales, you can buy tickets online at goargos.com/footballtix, T-I-X, for $23 a person or $18 for youths ages 3 to 12. In advance, you can do that. Or on game day, those numbers go up $2 a piece to $25 and $20. We'll have the ticket office, the ticket booths at outside the UWF Fieldhouse is where people can buy them. You could buy cash or credit there. Bathrooms are going to be available in the Fieldhouse, at the Aquatic Center, the HLS facility, and there'll be portable restrooms around the facility as well. Like I said, we're bringing in a video board, trying to make everything seem as much like a Blue Wahoo Stadium experience as we can make it.
No, I think it's going to be great.
It'll be a really fun time.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see it in a different venue. Last quick thing for you, Brian. The other sports have been doing great. Women's volleyball, men's and women's soccer. Basically, it's just a question of how well did they win over the weekend, right?
Basically, we don't plan to lose anytime soon. volleyball team had they hosted their tournament like they always do at the start of the year and just dominated. I mean, they went 4-0. They're going to go up to the University of Indianapolis for a tournament this next weekend. I expect more dominant performances from Coach Walter and her team. Soccer teams are both on the road. Women's soccer was out in Texas. They won two games, won one of them in overtime. Men's soccer was down in Central Florida playing Tampa and St. Leo. Both of their games went to overtime. They won one. They tied one. They'll be back there this weekend against Rollins. Cross country went up and they ran at a meet in Memphis, a nighttime meet, something they don't always do, only on this meet, but had a great experience.
That's fantastic.
We got people back on the courts and fields, and that was the fun part.
I love that. And seeing the games on TV and hearing the crowds, it's just fun to have sports back with people watching it the way it's supposed to be. Brian Henry, he is the Director of Athletic Communications for your UWF Argos. Brian, as always, thanks for the time this morning, early on a Monday morning, but I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Anytime, Andrew.